Education. Entertainment. It's Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. We're talking about parasites, malware, zombies, all the crazy software that's out there that can infiltrate your computer and cause you grief.
Infiltrations. Yes. Bad stuff. Hey, we thought we'd clue you in on something that we're trying. It's a little bit different this week, and it's something that if it works well, we're going to try it in future weeks. And anyway, what we're doing, for the first hour, if you're calling with your regular computer questions and help and advice and things like that, we're going to hold those calls to the second hour, and we'll open it up to general kind of information, free-for-all call, that kind of thing. For the first hour, we're trying to stick to the topic. So if you have questions, problems, issues, past problems, whatever it is that relates to the topic, and today's topic, again, is computer malware, spyware, parasites, zombie programs, bad stuff like that.
Oh, like all those pop-ups you can't figure out. In fact, here's we're gonna do a lot with email here. For instance, James writes, "I'm running the latest version of XP Home, and on your advice, I installed SpyBot. It helped keep things tidy." Now, SpyBot is a program that looks for what's called spyware, which is one of the categories of programs we're talking about today.
Right.
Spyware is anything that loads into your computer and then tracks your usage and sends that information back to some marketing company or something so that they can say, okay, Brandon went to the Chevrolet website today and Victoria's Secret and...
That wasn't me. That was my wife.
Oh, yeah.
She was shopping.
So,
I was shopping for her for the holidays.
A couple of weeks ago, I got a weird pop-up ad that reappeared twice. I tried to start up SpyBot to kill it, but I can't start run the program. It just blinks and won't start. I've installed and uninstalled and so on and so forth. Has someone planted some code on my machine that has neutralized good old SpyBot? Any help would be appreciated. First of all, SpyBot's not necessarily going to fight pop-ups, so let's make sure that everybody's clear on that. Spyware, typically, the primary thing is that it's kind of running in the background of your computer and kind of tracking what's going on. It won't necessarily, although in some cases, some of the spyware will actually throw pop-ups at you.
It's so confusing in this world. Spyware falls under one category. Adware is the stuff that generally generates pop-ups and does other things to you. That falls in a completely different category, although some programs fall into both.
And SpyBot will find both adware and spyware and get rid of it. The pop-up issue, though, we talked about in previous shows, and in fact, if you go look back in our archives for a show we did about pop-ups, there's about three or four main areas that you have to address if you want to make sure that your pop-up the pop-ups are kind of under control, and if you don't do all of those things, it's kind of like, you know, you got two hands and three holes in the dam. Which two are you gonna, you know, you got to plug all the holes.
You know, I'm listening to us talk, and I'm, you know how sometimes you, public speaking, you're in an audience situation. You can look out and see people, and you see the glaze, and you're thinking they're not getting it.
Okay.
And right now, for some reason, I think our audience is not getting it.
James, here's the deal. There's probably no relationship to this pop-up and your SpyBot not working anymore, so we will try to address some specific things to you via email that may help you. But folks, spyware, adware, that's not going to do anything necessarily against pop-ups, so you need to have something like SpyBot or adware, plus a pop-up killer, plus, and we'll go through all those things.
It's like seatbelts and airbags
right.
And, you know, driving safely and all these things all combined.
There is not a one-size-fits-all, and in fact, we have a resource that we'll put out through our follow-up newsletter that will show you where you can go to get each one of these tools that we're talking about. Here on the Computer Corner with Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors.
Taking calls and questions related to the topic at 602-277-5827. Back after the news.
Collins calling.